Now some news from the world of sports. And at the World Cup in Russia, the opening round games of group play have been spectacular, with upsets in abundance, none more stunning than the 1-0 victory scored by Mexico over the defending champion Germans yesterday. Germany had not lost a World Cup opening match since 1982, and while it probably won't keep them from advancing to the knockout rounds, they are now in the unfamiliar position of having games in group round play heading forward that will be more fraught with meaning as they try to amass enough points to move on. Serbia is trending the other way, winning their opening game for the first time since 1998 with a 1-0 win over Costa Rica. And while they didn't get the victory, Switzerland's 1-1 tie with mighty Brazil sure feels like one. The Brazilians stormed the Swiss end of the pitch for almost the entire match and scored early in the first half on a brilliant goal by Felipe Coutinho, who blasted a high-bending shot from just outside the penalty area that glanced in off the post. But the Swiss tied the game in the second half on a header by Steven Zuber. And how big a deal is it to draw with Brazil in the opening game? Well, you have to go back to 1978 to find the last time Brazil did not win its opening round match in the World Cup. Today's action features Sweden against South Korea at 8 a.m. Belgium takes on Panama in the first ever appearance by Panama in a World Cup. That's at 11 o'clock this morning, Eastern Standard Time. And at 2 p.m., England runs against Tunisia. To Major League Baseball now, and the Boston Red Sox salvaged a split in their four-game series against the Mariners in Seattle yesterday, breaking out the bats in a 9-3 victory and getting yet another solid pitching performance from Eduardo Rodriguez. Erod allowed just two runs on six hits while striking out nine. He's now 9-1 in the season, and the Red Sox are 13-1 in games that he's started. He got plenty of run support with Rafael Devers, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Xander Bogaerts all going yard in the contest. The Red Sox put up a five spot in the third inning for a 5-0 lead they would not relinquish. And the Sox finally got some help from the Tampa Bay Rays, who had dropped the first three games of a four-game set against the Yankees in New York, but they avoided a sweep with a 3-1 win in the finale. The Rays are still using relievers to start games, and it worked yesterday with bullpener Wilmer Font getting the start. He held the powerful Yankee lineup in check, giving up just one run in 4 2/3 innings to go with five strikeouts. Three other relievers followed to cap off the win. Matt Duffy drove in two runs to lead the Tampa offense. CeCe Sabathia took the loss even though he pitched well, giving the Yankees eight innings of work while striking out 10. And hey, don't look now, Mets fans, but your team has won two games in a row. That kind of winning streak isn't much to write home about, but it's been nearly 2 months since the Mets have recorded back-to-back wins. And the way they won yesterday just might inspire a winning streak that doesn't look good only in comparison to a whole bunch of losses. The Mets trailed 3-1 heading into the top of the ninth against the Arizona Diamondbacks before Brandon Nimmo and Asdrubal Cabrera homered off Brad Boxberger. And before you know it, the Mets had a four-run ninth inning to beat the D-backs 5-3. Robert Gesselman, normally a starter for the Mets, picked up the save to preserve the come-from-behind win. In Toronto, it was an interleague slugfest between the Blue Jays and Washington Nationals that went the Blue Jay way with an 8-6 Toronto victory. The game was tied at 6 in the 8th inning when Teoscar Hernandez and Yonever Solarte hit back-to-back home runs off Nats reliever Ryan Madsen, who had not given up even one home run since June of last year. In New York Penn League action, the Vermont Lake Monsters scored a come-from-behind 4-3 win over the Tri-City Valley Cats last night with a dramatic 9th inning rally. Trailing 3-1, the Monsters loaded the bases on two singles sandwiched around a walk, then got within one on a sac fly before the winning runs were pushed across on a clutch two-out, two-run double by Jose Rivas. And, again, Vermont wins 4-3. To the NECBL, and the Vermont Mountaineers broke up in the offense in a 9-3 road win against the North Adams Steeplecats. The Mountaineers launched a 15-hit attack in this one. Liam McGill and Bryce Kelly had three of those, and Stratton Pradaris went 2-for-4 with a two-run homer and three RBIs. The Upper Valley Nighthawks split a doubleheader with the Ocean State Waves in White River Junction. Game one went to the visitors from Rhode Island when Sonny Uliana doubled home the winning run in the bottom of the seventh. That broke a 6-6 tie and gave Ocean State a 7-6 win. But in game two, a three-run second inning sent the Nighthawks to a 6-1 victory. And finally, Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open Golf Tournament for a second year in a row yesterday, an Open that will be remembered for the brutal conditions of the greens at Shinnecock Hills on Long Island and the criticism nearly every golfer had for the USGA for those conditions. The organization that runs the Open admits they mishandled the course, considered one of the world's best, but also one of the toughest. The USGA made it even tougher by changing the condition of the greens from day to day. Sometimes they watered the grass the night before too much, and that made play faster the next day, with difficult pin placements as well that had balls rolling off the greens where otherwise they would have stuck. But Koepka finished with a one over, scoring birdies on the final three holes to pull away from a four-way tie. He also finished better than Tommy Fleetwood, who did have one remarkable round that defied the high scores. Fleetwood shot a 63 on the second to last day, which tied an open record for lowest score over one day of play.